This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, the Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Kind of like a mini vacation, but today we will finish Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b. It is the green section. A week ago, we were in the middle of trying to figure out if a Machlokas Tanaim that we were in the middle of will link back to a different machlokas about whether Avelos is practiced on Shabbos or not. So there was an argument, is Avelos practiced on Shabbos or not? The Gemara said, Lema Kitanai, let it be like a machlokas Tanoim. That brisa began, if you have somebody who has passed away, Meitah Mutah Lefanav, is before burial, so you are an Onein. Right, you can't do X, Y, Z. Like the previous piece is not important for us today, so we'll pick up with the green text. Upadjar mi kriya shema, right? You are exempt from saying kriya shema, min hatzfila, from davening, min hatzfilin, from wearing tefillin. When we call mitzvot ha'amuras b'Torah, you're exempt from all positive, right? Positive mitzvot that are listed in the Torah. Uvishabbos, what do you do on Shabbos when you're an onein? Mesav ve'ocha, you can sit and eat. Ve'ochal basar, v'shoseyayin, right? You can eat meat, you can drink wine, things that an onein during the week cannot do. Umevarech, and you make brachos, umezamein, right, and you can do zimun, umivarach and mezam din alav. They can include you in the zimun, make brachos for you. V'chayiv v'kriyashma, you're obligated in kriyashma v'tefillah v'tefillin, and you're obligated to daven on Shabbos as an onin. Right, tefillin is odd. That's must just be there for, you know, quality's sake. When we call mitzvos hamuras b'Torah. And all mitzvos that you were obligated, right, in the Torah. So Shabbos, you have, right, Shabbos, you don't practice your aninus, you do all these things. Rav Gamliel, Omer, Rav Gamliel seems to add something, and he says, mitoch shenischayiv be'elu, since you're obligated in all these things which we just listed, nischayiv be'kulan, you are obligated in all of them. Right, there's an extension. What does that refer to? So from the words of Rav Gamliel, it's not clear. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tashmish Hamita Ikebenayu. Can you have relations with your spouse when you are an Onein? According to the Tanakhama, you may not. There was a specific list of permitted things. This was not on it. And Rabbi Gamliel says, well, once you can do all of that, you can do everything, and that includes relations with a spouse. Now, my love, Veha Kamiflegi. Is this not what they are arguing about, right? Can you have relations with your spouse on Shabbos or not as an onen? Demar sabar yesh avelos b'Shabbos. One person says, i.e. the Tanakhama, who prohibits right, relationships, there is some level of avelos b'Shabbos, and therefore you cannot be with a spouse. Umar sabar, and Rabbi Gamliel says, ein avelos b'Shabbos, there is no avelos on Shabbos, and therefore you can be with your spouse. And if that's true, then we have a machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Rami Gamliel about whether there's Avelos b'Shabbos, and that'll be the same argument that we had last week, is there Avelos on Shabbos or not? And now the Gemara, as it often does, says, Mimai. How do you know, why should it be that those two arguments are linked? And now it's going to serve, right, it's going to go ahead and sever the bond between those two different arguments. Dilma. Right, maybe ad kan loka amar Tanakhama hasam. Right, maybe here, right, the Tanakhama actually hasam is there, but this is talking about the second case, which is when you are an onein, right? Rabbi Gamliel is very permissive. The Tanakhama is restrictive. Maybe it has nothing to do with avelos on Shabbos. Right, dilma ad kan loka amar Tanakhama hasam. The Tanakhama, who is restrictive, you cannot have relations with your spouse on Shabbos when you're an onein. That has nothing to do with Avelos on Shabbos. Ela mishuna meita mutah lefanav. Right? He says that because there's literally the corpse is lying in front of you. The loss is so fresh, you haven't even buried them yet. How dare you think about having relations with your spouse? Aval hacha, but here is our original case, which is Avelos on Shabbos is part of Shiva, once the burial has concluded. The corpse is not lying in front of you. It's buried. Lo, there might not be on Avelos on Shabbos, meaning the two arguments are not necessarily linked. V'ad kana, we can argue the other way also, right? From Rabbi Gamliel's perspective, they don't have to be linked. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Gamliel hasam, right? Maybe Rabbi Gamliel, who permits an onan to have relations with a spouse, that's only true. De'akati lo chal avelos aleha. You still, the avelos, the actual mourning, the post-burial mourning, has not yet been initiated. It hasn't been chal. Aval hacha, but here, in the case where you're, right, the Shabbos of Shiva, the chal avelos aleha, the chal avelos has been initiated. Mourning has begun. Hachanami, right, even Rabbi Gamliel, who permits relations as an onain, will restrict some fashion of avelos on Shabbos because the avelos has already kicked in. Now that concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.